Our first speaker today will be Jennifer Mulick, who has her MPH degree and is a public health leader with 16 years of experience in health and HIV/AIDS programming, with a focus on performance management and quality assurance. And as the director of health programs at something called PACT, which I'm sure she'll explain what that is, she leads evidence-based design and quality assurance for programs in 30 countries. She has hands-on experience managing and building the capacity of staff and organizations, having worked in Southern Africa and Eastern Europe for more than 5 years. So come on up.
Good morning. My name is Jen Mulick, and I work at PACT. I do not have a slide on what PACT is, and a lot of people do ask about what PACT does. We're a development organization, and we work in impact areas of health, livelihoods, and natural resources management, and we approach that from capacity development and a governance point of view. Also, we're increasingly working in emerging markets and access to markets. So that's a little bit about PACT. We're 41 years old. And we're in 27 countries right now. No disclosures. Today I'm going to be talking about the Organizational Performance Index. We can see from many of the leaders in capacity development that measuring progress and performance and capacity over time has been a problem for over 20 years. And I can vow that in Washington we meet on this on a regular basis and develop our indicators. So PACT's theory of change for capacity development is that at the output level, we build stronger local organizations that have internal policies, and they're also linked into networks. We do this through an organizational network analysis. Then at the outcome level, we have improved performance of the organizations, of the networks, and the systems. And at the impact level, that's where we look at, for me as the health director, the outcomes for families and for children. We based our organizational performance index on the IDRC Universalia CD outcomes framework. They were able to measure performance through motivation, capacity, and environment. This worked quite well for us because PACT's Organizational Capacity Assessment, the OCA tool, looks at motivation and capacity when doing the institutional strengthening plans. So performance we broke down into four domains, and this comes from our experience on the ground doing capacity development for 40 years, of effectiveness, efficiency, relevance, and sustainability. Operationalizing this performance, we broke down those four domains into eight domains total. So effectiveness looks at results. That means setting your targets and meeting them, basing those on international best practices or standards or promising practices. Efficiency is about delivery and the reach, so going to scale on a project. I'm sure a lot of us have heard that. Especially if you've worked on PEPFAR programs. Relevance is including the target population in the design of your study, of your project, and then learning from what you're implementing, learning lessons about what works, what doesn't work, and feeding it back in to the program design and making mid-course corrections. Sustainability is about diversifying the resources, and then social capital, building social capital over time. So for the OPI, we have different levels or benchmarks, and these are backed up with evidence, real evidence that we can look at and audit. So level one for an organization under results, for example, would be that the organization is in the process of setting their targets for the programs and services that they're going to undertake. An organization at level two for results would be one that has clearly defined targets for their programs and services. Level three is they're reaching over 50% of those targets, and level four would be that they met over 75% of those targets. So this is from 328 organizations over 27 countries that we've worked with and over a 3-year period. So these are the global OPI scores of organizations that we work with for less than 1 year, 1 to 3 years, and more than 3 years. And as you can see in the middle, the first year, many organizations are nascent in the different subdomains. 1 to 3 years, it builds out. They get to the second benchmark. And over 3 years, they're doing quite well. Now, this is not just to show that by being a partner with PACT, you're increasing your performance over time, but it also shows us which sectors, which domains we need to work on, create quality improvement plans. The standards, they popped up quickly in the second year, but just a little in the third year. Delivery has always been very strong, but that's because many of the organizations that we're working with were getting PEPFAR funds, and it was about reaching your targets, especially early on. You can see that resources, I think a lot of us have challenges in having organizations diversify their resource funding and building their social capital over time. So these are some of the softer skills that take more time than, you know, accounting and reaching targets. So this is a time series for 40 organizations, and it's year over year from 2011 to 2012. So these are the same 40 organizations that we tracked over the year. And you can see that there's some difference. But again, resources are weaker, and learning, bringing in what you've learned over the years of implementing, or over the year of implementing, is also very weak. And this is specifically from Ethiopia. As you can see in the magenta color, less than 1 year, they have an OPI score of around 1.3, which is just at that between the benchmark 1 and 2. And then 1 to 3 years and more than 3 years. You can see that it levels off. It jumps up pretty quickly for relevance and sustainability, but then it levels off over time. So what we have been looking at, this is for 69 organizations that we work with in Ethiopia. We have several different projects there in several different sectors, but the main one is in orphans and vulnerable children, and our target for that program is 500,000 children, so it's quite a large one. So what we wanted to look at by collecting all of this data is how we could refine our tools. So with this data, what we decided to do, and we were lucky enough to get funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, was to check whether or not we were measuring what we wanted to measure, and that if it was reliable, if this data was reliable. So we did a study with the following 6 countries, and we used a Kappa statistic for the interscore relatability, or reliability, rather. As you can see, there are some that are kind of outliers. Zimbabwe had a score that wasn't very relevant, but the moderate level of reliability was between 0.4 and 0.6. So on the whole, you can see that we have reliability. Between PACT 1 and PACT 2, what we did was we had 2 different staff members score the organizations independently, and we looked at the differences between those scores for the reliability, and then we had PACT 1 plus the partner score itself. And you would imagine that that would have a differentiation because the partner would probably skew towards scoring itself a little higher. But that also was reliable. And then PACT 2 and another partner. So what we decided after looking at the reliability was that we met the minimum reliability standard, but there was definitely room for improvement because we were only at the moderate level. So in response, PACT has developed a handbook, a gold standards handbook, and a set of training materials that we use in all of our settings. So the bronze standard, as far as the organizational performance index is concerned, is when PACT staff, or 1 staff, 2 staff, we score the organization. But the gold standard is when PACT does that scoring along with the organization so that they can build their institutional strengthening plan. So recently, we decided to collect some data for a validity study. So we gathered experts who work in capacity development, and we collected information about the validity of our OPI tool. So we're right now looking at the data on that, and we're analyzing those baseline findings. So we're working towards building an international gold standard, but as you can see, there really isn't one for now. So, thank you. Did you want to do questions now, or at the end?
Yeah, why don't you take okay. a few questions, especially of clarification?
Sure.
I'm yes. curious about the measure of learning.
The measure of learning. Sure. I have a little bit more on learning. So learning, it's about, you know, data demand and information use for the most part. So we use the data from regular monitoring and from evaluations to feed that back into the projects and make course corrections. So if the data shows that one of our activities or interventions isn't working, then we're able to make corrections. Well, with the benchmarks, we aren't, but it is the way that we approach capacity development as well. Mm-hmm.
Do organizations feel like they embrace this? Are they threatened by this? Are there, you know, what's the range of reaction?
We work together with the organizations and involve them in building an institutional strengthening plan. And the more that they can achieve their targets, the happier they are. And if they have tools that are able to make them achieve the targets. Also, some of the organizations that we've been working with have become capacity developers themselves. So they see a whole new way of approaching development. But they do like the OPI. They like to see the change over time. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if they're lower scoring, sometimes they drop out.
Yeah.
But we haven't had much of that. Any else? Any other questions? OPI? Taryn.
When you said that part of the first dimension, effectiveness,
mm-hmm.
is meeting a percent of target.
Mm-hmm. Well, generally, the way we work with CBOs is we put out an RFA. The organizations respond to the RFA, and we look at if they're able to, if they have a track record and are able to reach those results. They're not necessarily just targets, but with a lot of the PEPFAR funding in the first tranche, the second tranche even, they were mostly based on targets, but they're also results. So changes that we can see in attitudes and behavior in the community, those types of things. So they're actually looking at other results, not just the targets, and also incorporating standards. So organizations are looking more closely at international best practices and standards. So the results would have more of an impact is what we would see over time, we would hope.
Have you ever worked with ministries of health on that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. We have something called the GOPI. So it's the Organizational Performance Index for governments. We are still refining that, but we work with governments in very closely in Namibia, and we just received some USAID funding to extend that program for another few years, and also the Department of Social Development in South Africa. We're starting up a very large project there on capacity strengthening. And that's $70 million over 5 years, so it's quite large. So we'll have more data on that in the near future. Be great. Yes, sir.
Is all of your work is being done in developing countries, I would say, is that right?
Yes.
And so is there an OPI equivalent in high-income countries? Are you?
Well, we're not really working in high-income countries unless you would look at Ukraine?
Right. So you are not, but is anybody doing something similar to this with high income countries? What is the Organizational Performance Index measure that's used in
the world? Mm-hmm. I have seen some organizations that have presented data, and I can always get back to you with their names. But, you know, domestic work is kind of foreign to me. But I can get your card and get back to you on some of the organizations that do that. We have a capacity development director, and he interacts domestically as well, although we don't implement domestically.